I spoke to him after, you know, spoke to him obviously in the dressing room and asked the younger players how they felt on the impact of that first goal. You know, what were going through there, what emotion was going through them. You know, some of the younger players just felt as though it's a moment that just takes you, just sucks that confidence out of you and just sucks that you know, general energy out of you. You know, and it was a time of the game when we got footballed in the game. It was a time of the game where we really started developing our play and being progressive in what we was doing. So, you know, the second half we got into the game and started to move the ball better without creating enough chances, but we certainly moved the ball better. And then it's the sucker blow, you know, it's the blow that I keep saying to players, you know, as you're moving the ball through the pitch, get your positioning right, make sure that you organise your position and yourself so that you can deal with that one long ball. And it's done us a few times now away from home.
Were you disappointed with the way that goal went in? It looked just like a long ball from the back.
Ah, it's just a punt, you know, it was a punt. So, you know, we've got to individually and as a unit, you know, defend that ball better. And I think the way it was conceded, you know, just took the life out of us. And then we had another little press, but, you know, it just petered out. You know, the game petered out. Then you react to what you're trying to do in terms of changing the destiny of the game. And sometimes it goes for you and sometimes it doesn't.
Fair to say you did ring the changes today. You tried to do something about this run away from home. Didn't you? You gave players a chance today, young players as well.
We've been conceding goals, you know, with an experienced team. And then, you know, I wanted, you know, Dudley and Burgess. Obviously, getting Tutty back was massive. I give Reece Brown his you know, stripes today after, you know, his performance against Port Vale. Jonah dropped down to right back. You know, I wasn't really this weekend expecting to have Kelvin Atuhu and Joe Riley out, but they just didn't make the game. You know, through injuries suffered against Port Vale. But, you know, I was looking at giving them the chance, you know, and the two kids have done fantastically well. Certainly Burge has really come into his own today and used the ball well, kept the ball well, probed a couple of times, had a decent shot saved by the keeper, you know, so I was quite energised by, you know, his performance. You know, and that's where the club's going. That's where the club needs to go. That's the future, what we're trying to build at the football club. Some people, and I guarantee, will not be happy with it.
You can't please everybody all the time, can you?
No, you can't. And that's not something the chairman wants to do, you know, or I want to do. We want to win football matches for this football club, you know, but there is a future. There's a business plan that we're trying to develop at the football club that will stand the football club in fantastic stead. We aggressively took on the league last season, you know, but this season's different. You know, there's quite a few superpowers in this league that at times you can't compete with. Sure. So we know where we are as a business and where we want to be, and you know, and now I've got to develop that into a functional football team that starts keeping clean sheets away from home and being more resolute away from home. But it's just going to be hard work and endeavour, and you know, and we'll get it right.